The rich tapestry of indigenous arts and culture will be on full display at the inaugural Garhem Heju, Cochrane, Indigenous Arts and Culture Week from March 16 to 23. A wide variety of events will be held at the Wazan Ichinabi T. Oneness Center, on 1st Street, Cochrane Lions Event Center, and various local Cochrane businesses. Organizers promise a profound exploration of indigenous heritage, creativity, and community spirit in the heart of Cochrane. The week is full of events starting on Sunday with hand games at the SLS Center and a theater production at Cochrane High School Theater. On Monday to Friday, various artisans, storytellers and drummers will offer teachings at the Wazan Ichinabi Tea Center, and on Saturday during the day a free event full of dance, music, open mic and artistry, vendors, will be hosted by the center. The evening will be a ticketed event with a meal, stories, further artistry and music and dance from the Stony River Band. In the spurt of embracing, learning from and celebrating indigenous art and culture, I am excited to witness the participation of Cochrane residents and those from surrounding areas in the diverse array of activities planned, said Terry Batiki, president of the Wazan Ichinabi Tea Center. Batiki lives in Cochrane and is Nahia Iskwiu, Cree women. Additionally, this event supports the Call to Action No. 61 of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, TRC, for community-controlled healing and reconciliation projects, culture and language revitalization projects, education, and relationship-building projects. The Iyarhi Nakodabi hold a special place for me as the original caretakers of this land and the place I now call home, Cochrane. Without their profound knowledge, tender care, and deep respect for this land, we would not be blessed to live in such a beautiful place. The Iyarhi Nakodabi are rich in culture, and I am filled with anticipation when their art and culture is showcased in the town of Cochrane and surrounding areas, not just for this week, but forever. The perpetual celebration of their culture is what I eagerly anticipate the most, Batiki said. Currently there are approximately 5397 Iyarhi Nakoda living in Stony Nakoda Nations, 2021, Stony Nakoda Nations, and 1465 residents in Cochrane identifying as Indigenous, Inuit and Métis, 2021, Government of Alberta. Additionally, the Indigenous population percentage of Cochrane greatly increased, at 36.3% in the last 5 years, 2021, Government of Alberta, yet visibility of the immense talent and Indigenous culture is not evidently expressed in our built landscape. Corporate sponsorship opportunities are available for the event with a diversity of activities to support. Contact events at wazanti.ca or info at wazanti.ca to receive a copy of the sponsorship package and to connect with a board member. The vision is to start with a modern grassroots event with activities driven by local and surrounding community members, groups and businesses who will showcase Indigenous art and culture in various mediums that will educate, provide opportunity, raise awareness, entertain, build bridges and make connections. There will be traditional ceremonies, art exhibitions, musical performances, and plenty of opportunities to connect, learn, and celebrate the enduring legacy and vibrant future of Indigenous cultures. For a full list and to register for specific events, go to wazinichinabeadyhouse.ca. A free family dance and musical jam is March 23, 2024 from 11 to 3 p.m. at the Cochrane Lions Club Event Center, 109 5th Avenue West. The House of Oneness Grand Opening Dinner, Concert and Dance at the Event Center is March 23 from 5:30 to 11 p.m. The event will also recognize Buddy Wesley and Bob Bartlett, founders of the Nakota Cochrane Pickin' Party. The Pickin' Party was a musical collaboration with a vision to bridge culture and community between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples through a love of music. Performers for the dinner and dance are those honoring Buddy and Bob as friends, colleagues and musicians. Sponsors are crucial to this significant event, gaining exposure to a broad audience and demonstrating a commitment to cultural celebration and inclusivity. The Wazan Ichinabi Tea, Oneness Center, and Culture Week organizers are always looking to expand their sponsorship community. Contributions can be financial or in kind or through volunteering.